Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
6:03, Carla, what's wrong?
Yeah, no, I just wanted, first of all, thank you guys for being so kind this morning, because what is up with my hair? What is my hair doing? Granted, I didn't sleep at my house, and so you have to use other products, you know,
right,
that they use, and it's like, what? Seriously, what happened to my hair? It looks like I took an egg beater to my hair.
Can I tell you something?
I walked out and thought, well, this looks good. Yeah.
Morty and I were talking. You were so kind to go to Starbucks and pick up a couple of things for us while you were gone. We both started talking, going, and I don't know.
Does she know?
She said she was getting her hair done yesterday. I hope she didn't pay for it.
Thank God I'm getting it done today.
I'm so glad you brought it up, because I told Morty, I said, don't say anything.
I don't
want to start the morning off like this.
You know, Morty comes in a hat, so we don't see his hair that often.
Right.
I should have worn one today. You have shorter hair where yours just always works. And I kind of, mine's a little, I don't even know. I don't even know what, obviously I was trying to be quiet and the lights were out and I kicked on I kicked on for Facebook Live and literally it was like, oh my God. What the heck?
All right. Now we feel better.
Jeez.
Now we feel better. It's out in the open.
God. And
because first thing I saw you this morning, I went, oh my God.
I'm so embarrassed.
Did she go to somebody different?
I know. Yes, I did.
Are you?
It's today. Thank God I get it done today. I'll look sharp tomorrow.
Oh, you're getting it done today?
Getting it done later today.
Well, then I'm sorry about that. I thought it was yesterday.
And that girl sucks. Carla, you got to reconsider.
You might want to get a rain check on that. So. All right. Erase.
Oh,
and
geez.
Hopefully it will be back
well,
to us.
Hopefully.
I don't know. Because you never, guys, I'll tell you right now, you never want to say anything like that.
No.
You want to wait first.
No.
You want to wait for them first to say something.
That's when you do the old, when the hair looks weird. Did you lose weight? What? No, my hair's different. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are your eyes
mostly
different?
Mostly cloudy, a little windy this afternoon. Maybe the wind can help you.
It can only help.
An afternoon storm, they say. High 75, but sunshine tomorrow, 72. The high 69 now.
Man,
All right. Well, you know what? Let's take a deep breath and exhale.
Okay.
And Carla, first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Now they're saying she may never perform again.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's find out who that is, plus some other stories. After Aerosmith and Crying.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Long list of renewals over at CBS. Madam Secretary will be back for the sixth and final season.
Yeah, what?
It's the final. It'll be the final season for it, but they are doing another season. Other shows they renewed, 60 Minutes, of course. Big Brother, Blue Bloods. Bull, Criminal Minds, Hawaii 5-0, all of the NCIS's. Those are like the Chicago shows and Law & Order.
Yeah.
Young Sheldon, of course, will be coming back. No more, Mike, this kind of bums me out. No more Life in Pieces.
Really?
Yeah. That's
wow.
This will be the last season.
I thought that was a great show. And
same here.
I thought it did very well.
Yeah, they've done, this is season 4, I believe it is. So they've had 4 seasons. Now, our friend Billy Gardell will be starring in a new comedy called Bob Hart's Abishola. It's got about a guy who suffers a heart attack, falls in love with his nurse, who is a Nigerian immigrant named Abishola.
Oh, boy.
So I know, but it's Billy, so I'm sure it'll be funny.
That's awesome. Good for him.
I'm really glad. I'm hoping we can talk to him soon.
Yeah.
And then a sitcom called Carol's Second Act. It's where Patricia Heaton, she plays a mom who retires from teaching after raising her 2 children, then decides she's going to become a doctor. Seems totally realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be good, too.
Well, good for her.
Yeah. Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, they will get Lifetime Achievement Awards at next month's NBA Awards. That seems like that should have already happened for those two. And this is just, it gets worse. Britney Spears' longtime manager says she is definitely taking time to regroup, get her head together. It's quite possible she may never perform again.
Wow. She's
this
only
is
what?
Crazy. 30? What is she, like 37, I think? No, she's like 37, 38, tops.
Yeah.
Right in there. He says, though there is no truth to talk that she's being held or manipulated against her will. She's just, she's, you know, trying to get her stuff together. And it's, I don't know, it may be a long road for her. Now, Kevin Federline won't let her see their sons.
Oh, boy.
Until he feels she's stable again. So he's the responsible one now. Oh, please.
That's scary.
It.
You and I were raised so normal.
I know. I know.
I can't even fathom what goes on in a home like that where you have all that drama going on.
Yeah, I know. It's just sad for everyone. For now, that is my painfully deep take.
By the way, I wanted to play this for you, Carla. Mm-hmm. This is Eric Clapton. He played a couple of nights in London's Royal Albert Hall. And he did a version of Prince and Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Which, I you know what? I know he can do just about any song he wants.
Right.
I never thought he would delve into the Prince catalog. But here's a little bit of a sample of that. Guitar part has to be so easy for him.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did all the...
Gosh.
And this chorus probably writes itself or sings itself.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
That seems really interesting for Eric Clapton.
Weird combination.
Yeah, no
kidding. Eric Clapton doing Prince.
No kidding.
And Purple Rain in London. I'm sure the crowd went nuts.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
Just a weird combination. All right, tickets for Duran Duran. Win them before you could even buy them. I think Wendy announced this concert just a couple of days ago.
Right?
Ninth caller right now, 702-739-9636. You are a winner. Told you we were looking for caller number 9 for those Duran Duran tickets. And Ellie, you are a winner.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes.
Ellie, the re-blek-blek-blek-blek. Thank you.
Oh, my God, you made my day.
You are going to see Duran Duran in September, Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. The tickets are from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
Now, if you couldn't get through, tomorrow morning at about the same time, we'll have another pair. It's the Eagles.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
All right, 6:37, John Schaefer with news that we'll get to here in just a couple of minutes. I want to throw this out here. I saw this on Twitter yesterday. Somebody had asked the question, do you wash your legs when you take a shower?
Yeah.
And after close to 1 million votes, come to find out 1 in 5 people don't wash their legs when they take a shower.
I think the theory is, first of all, I do wash my legs, but I think the theory is you're cleaning and soap's running down your legs anyhow.
So they'll clean themselves.
Right,
dirty soap.
Right. Yeah.
Here are some people commenting about when they were asked if they washed their legs in the shower.
I'm going to take a shower. Might take a second. I'm going to wash my legs.
I'm sorry? Implying that you don't usually wash your legs?
No.
You don't wash your legs?
No way. What am I, a sucker?
Well, you take showers and you don't wash your legs.
What am I going to do? Like bend down and wash my legs? Who has the time to shower?
Yeah. But, probably more women do it because we have to shave our legs, too.
I asked Jody, I said, she told me one time she shaves her, she texted me, I asked her, I said, do you wash your legs every morning? She goes, I shave my legs every day.
Yeah.
And so I wash my legs. She goes, I have to shave every day, and I'm not even Italian.
Jody, thank you. I hear you, honey.
I'm French.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're right up there.
She did that for you. But Taylor Swift was on Ellen yesterday.
Yeah.
And she said the same thing. She said she washes her legs because she shaves them every day.
Right. Yeah, we have that advantage. Yeah, you don't want to hurt those legs. I love her, by the way.
But just like you said, John, maybe people think that, or Carla, water's running down.
Yeah.
But I wash my legs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's not much. I mean, you just take the soap. First of all, how dirty do your legs get? I mean, if you're digging in a ditch, maybe that's different. So it doesn't take much. It's not like you have to get the loofah out and scrub them every day. Wash them off.
I mean, I don't focus on my legs.
No, but you take a little of the bar of soap and you wash your legs.
And then while you're down there, do your feet. Because I know a lot of people don't do that either.
Yeah. And while you're down there, move up a little bit, too. Jeez, everybody.
Huh? Everybody else listening this morning, before or maybe you just got out of the shower?
Yeah.
Did you wash your legs? Or do you not just, or do you assume that because you're washing everything else above the waist, that it's going to just trickle down?
Just and be honest, we're not going to judge you, but we are.
It's like, I went swimming. I don't need to take a bath or a shower today because I went swimming.
And when do you need a shower or bath more? After you do the pool or the lake or something?
702-739-9636. Just a, you know, little bit on hygiene this morning.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from you. Text or call 702-739-9636. So on Twitter, they threw out this question. Do you wash your legs when you take a shower? And after close to 1 million votes, results are 1 in 5 people don't take the time to wash their legs. Now, I know my wife does. She shaves every day. So she goes, yes, I do wash my legs every day. I wash my legs every day.
Yeah.
You do too.
I do.
What about you, Morty?
I absolutely do.
Every day. Okay. Yeah. Twice a day.
Yeah. You know, we said you could be honest. So, wow, this is interesting. Peggy, as a matter of fact, Peggy says, I know it's the great debate, but I feel like you don't really need to wash your legs. You wash your top 3/4. The soap and water runs down. How dirty are you people getting?
Well, why stop there? I mean, you wash your hair, right? The shampoo comes down.
There you go. So you don't have to wash your legs. You know, it comes down. Now, Robbie wrote in and said, you know, imagine you found the love of your life. Then you find out she doesn't wash her legs.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that a deal breaker?
That's one way of putting it, I suppose. Anna said, I'm in the shower to clean my body. My legs are part of my body.
Right.
Whether I'm shaving them or not. So,
I'm in the shower. I got the water. I got the soap. I might as well take a couple of seconds and bend over.
Really, that's exactly it.
All right.
It's just a few seconds.
Mike's on the phone. Mike's a worker. Mike, do you wash your legs?
I got to tell you, first of all, I make this quick. I love you guys. I'm in construction. I'm a pipe fitter.
Oh,
yeah. I shower when I get up, wash my feet, my legs, and I shower when I get home.
Perfect.
Yeah, I get that, man. You're a 2-shower-a-day guy working in construction.
And I got to tell you, that's just laziness. But I wash my toes and my legs. So maybe I'm weird. I don't know.
You don't have a problem with bending.
No, I don't.
Mike and Carla, who's on the phone.
Hey, it's Buffy. Good morning. Now, why y'all start this topic?
Buffy?
You gotta wash your legs. There's no such thing as self-cleaning body parts.
Yeah, there are a lot of self-cleaning body
parts. Not at all.
I'm thinking, okay, so just because water hits it, it's not clean. If that were the case, nobody would have to wash their car after it rains.
Exactly.
I love the analogy.
Yeah, you collect dust throughout the day.
Buffy, have a great day. Laura, what about you? Do you wash your legs?
Actually, I think it's a seasonal thing. It's a dilemma, like in the winter, like a luxury bath and wash your legs and that. But I have a dog, a little mutt, a rescue. He licks my legs all the time, so I have to wash my legs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, the thing is that he thinks he's being so sweet. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, how many germs did I just get on my legs?
Exactly. That's why I hate that.
You know, that's why they made that liquid soap stuff. You know,
Listen, I have a scrunchie. Even I put that liquid soap in the scrunchie. And I'll take the 2 seconds to bend over and wash my legs.
Good girl, Laura.
Good girl.
Try that. I could exfoliate at the same time.
That's the message from the morning show. Take the time.
Wash your legs, people.
Fleetwood Mac, go your own way. I don't know how many people took advantage of National Slider Day yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Anybody? Morty, did you head over there?
I didn't.
Okay. All right.
I was so hoping.
Okay. I know.
You swooped by. White Castle was giving out free sliders.
Yeah.
And with every order.
Right.
And so I I should have gone down. You know what? Here's the deal, though. And to be clear, sliders are not just the hamburger.
Right.
They're the cheeseburger.
Right. Okay.
When you go to a White Castle.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's a regional thing. That's what we grew up knowing.
Right. Okay.
If you get a regular hamburger, it's not a slider.
I gotcha.
You've got to have the cheese with
it. I thought the sliders were supposed to be little, just little ones, the mini ones.
Well.
Don't they have, like, chicken sliders and stuff?
Yeah. Sliders, are, I thought, were supposed to be the small ones.
Everybody thinks that.
Well, White Castle is the one who they call them sliders, the small ones, and they say they're the official.
Yeah.
But but the small ones are supposed to be the sliders.
I'm just telling you.
Because you slide them on in. You just slide them on through.
Because when you add the cheese, it really helps with the cotton mouth the next morning.
Yeah.
When you wake up sober. Sunshine today. Well, cloudy today. Windy afternoon storms. Afternoon storms.
Yeah.
75 for a high today, but they say sunshine tomorrow.
Ooh.
High of only 72. Where's that 90 degree weather that we had earlier in the week?
Yeah.
It's only about 69 this morning. Just a few things we think you should know. We'll do that after Def Leppard and Love Bites.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, first of all, it's National Mimosa Day. Hello.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
The video goes wild.
Yes. Oh, one of my favorite breakfast drinks. One of my favorite breakfast juices.
Couldn't tell.
Oh.
Wait,
well,
there's an Albertsons around here, right?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Oh, I do love the mimosas. Hey, Mike, speaking of which, you know, the washing of the legs.
Uh-huh.
A study found that clean freaks, people who are clean freaks,
yep,
they're twice as likely as messy people to be happy with their life in general. If you're clean,
yep,
super clean, you're going to be happier. Other people, not so much. You know what? People who describe themselves as messy are miserable. So, what did your dad used to say?
Clean room, messy room, messy life.
Yes, exactly.
He would come up to my room. You see your room? It's messy.
Yeah.
You know what that means? Messy life.
See?
And I always go, Dad, shut up.
Gosh, yeah, exactly.
After he'd leave, I wouldn't say that to his face. Yeah, but it's so true.
It is true. It is true.
Damn.
Absolutely.
He knew it.
Yeah, I know. And listen to this big study done by a behavioral health facility.
Uh-huh.
They found out that people drink 47% more alcohol when there's an open bar.
Yay!
People are way more likely to drink at an open bar. Even people who don't really drink.
Right.
It's like, well, it's an open bar. We got to have something. It's just there. And
you feel bad if you don't.
Yes. Men drink an average of almost 6 drinks at an open bar versus about 3.5, 3 to 4 at a paying bar. Women, about 4.5, 4.5 drinks as opposed to 3 when they're paying. So my niece had an open bar at her wedding. And
At Kelly's wedding, which, by the way, I paid for.
Right.
Most of it.
Right.
Most of it.
Yeah.
Including the bar.
Yes.
There were 3 hours where you had an open bar.
Right.
And then the final hour.
Yeah.
You had the cash bar.
Yeah. That's smart.
And, you know, so you get all these people liquored up. And
then
a certain time, you go, now you have to pay for it. Bye.
Okay.
Oh, crap.
Okay. Well, they've passed out by then anyhow.
By then,
so
it matters.
Yeah. Yeah, so keep it all in mind. When you're on the other end of an open bar, it is fun, man. But when you're behind that or paying for it, not so much fun. Mm. It is Thursday, next in line, baby. A few things you should know.
You know, I've been on Facebook a couple of times recently, and it's all about the prom, you know, the parents posting the prom pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And the promposals.
Yep.
Which have, I read this story where a kid in New York put his promposal on a billboard in Times Square because his dad knew he got this done because his dad knew the president of Apple.
Right. Because that is like, unattainable and so expensive.
So, and Times we've talked about promposals before, and they've gotten way out of line. But we want to flip the card this morning, and what's your prom disaster?
Oh, gosh.
Jody was talking to a girlfriend. Jody went to high school in a small town in Oregon.
Okay.
I think there were only like 35 kids in her class or something like that.
Oh, I went with my cousin.
Yeah. And her girlfriend was telling her, she goes, do you remember Senior Prom, blah, blah, blah. She goes, yeah. And she goes, well, it was the worst for me because my date ended up going home with another girl.
Oh, man.
And she got off the phone, and I'm hearing Jody's side of the conversation. She explains to me what her girlfriend was. I said, you don't remember that?
Yeah.
She goes, no, I had heard. I didn't want to bring it up. But I said, how does that even happen in a town where you only have 35 kids at your school?
Oh, man.
I said, so that was it? She goes, I don't know what happened. I guess they broke up. You think?
Wow. Really, I think they might have. Wow.
But I've heard those stories before where, you know, one thing after another just doesn't work out. Senior prom turns out to be the worst night ever.
Well, I went to two. Well, no, I take that back. I went to one. And I was in love with John Walther.
Yeah.
Anybody out there listening, you know who he is. His dad was the big veterinarian in town.
If you're listening up in Reno this morning.
Yeah, and I was in love with him. And we went to the prom and had a great time. And then he kissed me and it was like, ew, it's like kissing my brother. We were really good friends, you know, leading up to that. But I had a crush on him. And after that, we remained really good friends. And it was like, ew, that's not going to work. And then the next one, Jeff. We're supposed to go to the prom, all set. I had the biggest crush on him, and a week before, I can't go. It's like, excuse me?
He dumped you a week before?
The whole bit. I never knew why. And then, I mean, like, nothing after that. I was heartbroken.
You didn't go?
I didn't go. No, I didn't go. And a lot of my friends went. And I found out just not long ago at one of my last reunions that he didn't go. And he just canceled because he couldn't afford it. He couldn't afford it. And he didn't want to be embarrassed. And I thought, well, that is sweet, you son of a... Couldn't have told me? Couldn't have told me maybe in college or something?
Yeah.
I'm 50!
Anybody else, you have those stories from your senior prom? Maybe didn't go well? 702-739-9636. You can talk or text. We'd love to hear from you this morning. It's ZZ Top. Well, everybody's doing their promposals and making sure they're going to prom, so we just wanted to know, what was your prom disaster?
Wow.
Or Carla, John, I don't know if you know this story. Carla got dumped like 2 weeks before prom.
One week. I already had bought the dress, the whole
tickets,
thing.
The limo, everything.
Everything was ready to go. Well, at least on my part. And then Jeff said, yeah, I can't go. It was like,
what did you go anyway?
And of course, all my girlfriends were like, maybe he's sick.
Yeah.
Maybe he has like a serious disease. Maybe something's going on.
I hope he does.
It was like, yeah, that was my attitude too. And then I find out at like my last reunion, he's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't go because I couldn't afford it. His family was pretty poor.
Yeah.
He said, you could have told me. You know, and at my reunion, you could have told me maybe 30 years ago, you know.
We have talked about those stats with an open bar.
Yes. Yeah. How about that, maybe, huh? Jeez.
Okay.
It was, so a week before. A week before. Manuela says, I went to prom with my ex. And we fought the entire time. Finally, I ditched him, hung out with my friends, and that was just a horrible prom. There's a reason that they are your exes. Christina says, I went with my best friend because we both didn't have dates, and we tagged along with his twin brother and his date.
Oh.
Well, my, quote, date kept calling their mom to tell on his brother for kissing in the limo. It was horribly embarrassing.
Who does that? Well, clearly they do. Okay.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's awesome. Hoo-wee.
Kevin on the phone. Kenneth, what about you?
Senior prom, I was on part of the committee that was trying to help set it up. So you'd think couldn't be that hard to find a date. I had 6 dates cancel on me back to back before I finally got one to stick.
Oh, see.
Wow.
That's
a confidence builder.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I have a feeling you were that kid that, you know, Mr. Involved and you know, you're bringing things things together and you're making it happen.
He's on the committee.
Right.
I was so involved. I was the one who was voted prom king because I was the one who got everything set up for the damn thing.
So did you have fun with that sixth person?
Yeah, seven.
Seven. That's right.
She never knew she was the seventh person, did she?
She did.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That last ask was, so can you go? What? You can?
That's where I was at that point. I was like,
All right. Great story. Have a good day.
Man, the lunch lady.
Yes. Is that who was? Man.
Man, that's too much. What about you? Do you have one?
I'm trying to think. I don't remember. I thought I always had a junior prom, senior prom.
Okay.
Had a good time. However, I do there's a this girl that's in that was in Show Teams, that dance group I was
in. Yes, Mike's Up With People years. Yeah. Yes.
And I've seen her probably twice in the last 40 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the first time I saw her was the get-together back home.
Okay.
And she said, she had a snide remark about senior
prom.
Really?
Oh.
And I didn't get it. And then her and her husband came out here. Jody and I had dinner with them.
Right.
And she brought it up again. And after the dinner, Jody goes, hey, did you catch that remark about senior prom? And I go, yeah, she's mentioned that before. I don't know what she's talking about.
Oh. Huh. Well, we got to find out what's going on here.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Gail.
Gail?
Gail okay. Adams.
Jody,
sweetheart.
Any insight on this?
We went to school together.
Gail, Gail, are you listening?
Yeah.
Are you listening?
I don't know. Morty, I think I have a number.
More to the story, apparently.
We could track her. We could probably track her. I don't know if she'd want to go on the air. I don't even know what she's talking about, though.
You couldn't have.
If it's with me or somebody else.
Well, how long ago was the last time that you all were together?
A couple of years ago.
Well, so she doesn't hate you.
No.
Okay.
But do you keep in contact with her since that time?
I think I'm on Facebook with her or something like that.
Look her up. I'd love to know
how
this prom was.
I'm looking on Facebook right now.
I would too, because like I said, the two times she's kind of stuck this comment in, and when Jody asked me, I said, I don't know. So, all right.
Well,
her name's Gail Adams, if you can find her.
Well,
I think I have a number. We can track her down. Like I said, I don't know if she'll go on the air with it. But anyway.
Wow, okay.
Anybody else? Do I dare ask Morty now? How long is this going to take?
It's not going to take too long.
Short version. Yeah, why should
it's
I?
Not gonna take
Carla
long.
Said, you got to ask Morty about his Twinkie purchase.
Yeah,
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts. Morty.
I'm one of those guys that if there are glitches anywhere, I jump on it and buy it even if I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a glitch for Pop-Tarts, and there was 64 pack of Pop-Tarts it was $3.29. So I bought four boxes of 64 Pop-Tarts.
So how many Pop-Tarts altogether?
64 times 2, 128.
Yeah.
128 Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow, my math. I'm shocked I did that.
Now, okay. Those are things of packs of two, are they?
Yeah,
or packs boxes of two. Packs of two.
Packs of two.
Yeah, okay.
It's 128 packs.
Oh. Well, that's a lot more then.
Yeah. It's one of those mega size boxes times two or whatever.
Like, so this comes to your house?
256 Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, on a pallet?
Yeah.
Big Amazon box. And here's the problem. I'm on my keto diet again. Keto diet.
Yeah.
So I can't even eat them anyway. So they're just sitting there on the counter.
So you just bought them because you're that guy?
Or he's flicking them out like frisbees to the neighborhood. Come on.
You get a Pop-Tart. You get a Pop-Tart.
Can I? And not sharing, Maury, not just, delving into Morty's business, but you bought something else that may just naturally go along with those, Morty, because you got a deal as well. Yeah. And what was that?
It was an air fryer.
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry.
No, you're talking about the other bulk that you bought.
Oh, the Gatorades.
No, not that either.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the toilet paper?
Yeah.
Well, look at there. Ding, ding.
Yeah.
We have a winner.
We're going to get it eventually.
Yeah. Morty, our producer, the hoarder.
Well, you live in an apartment. Where do you put all this stuff?
Thank goodness for spare bedrooms.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right.
Well, you know, the air fryer is a whole different story, too, by the way.
All right. We'll talk more about that this hour or even tomorrow morning. Wow. Or do a podcast. Cloudy, windy afternoon storms today. Well, if you got to be inside, need toilet paper, call Morty.
Call Morty.
I got you.
We call 75 the high from now on.
Sunshine tomorrow. 72 the high. It's about 70 now. Another take on some entertainment news. Carla will have that for you in a couple of minutes.
Kelly Ripa is in a little bit of trouble because of The Bachelor.
All right. We'll talk more about that and other stories, plus do a psychoanalysis of Morty, Steve Miller Band.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, if you're a fan of Lamar Odom, or if you just feel sorry for him because he was married to a Kardashian, he has a book out. It's called Darkness to Light. He claims he has slept with over 2,000 women. He said, I've been obsessed with sex for as long as I can remember. I'm an addict. He said there were a lot of strippers, too many to count. It wasn't a big deal, though.
Right.
He said, I'd pay them oftentimes. I never thought any less of them. They were all very special to me.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh, boy. He is...
How many? How many women?
Over 2,000.
2,000.
Yeah.
Still nothing compared to Will Chamberlain. God bless you.
Oh, that's right.
Wow. Why are you putting on the cough box?
I don't know what's going on. Something like flew into my nose. I swear. Wow. Okay.
What has happened to this show? This was a very streamlined.
It was a very wholesome family show.
Light, tight, and bright. And then we've, I don't know.
Oh, we took a left turn, didn't we? Talk about a left turn. Kelly Ripa ripped The Bachelorette and The Bachelor on the show earlier in the week, on her show, when it was announced that they're having Hannah B. She's the current Bachelorette on the show. And Kelly wasn't real thrilled. She said, I can't stand the idea of 25 exceptional women fighting over one ordinary guy. She said, we're way too special to be arguing over some guy.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's just a gross, gross show. Well, the creator of The Bachelor, Mike Fleiss, tweeted, easy, Kelly Ripa. The Bachelor franchise pays your salary.
Ooh. Ooh. Uh-oh.
Snap, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
ain't that the truth?
Might be live with Ryan today. And I just want to wish her a happy birthday. We'll be giving tickets away for my girls' night out here in just a few minutes. Janet Jackson.
Wow.
She turns 53 today. When did she get so old?
And a new mother.
And a new mom. I know. And oh, God help you, Janet. Oh, honey, I'll carry your bags for you when you're in town. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Morty getting support on his purchase through the text lines. If you want to text us, 702-739-9636.
Sorry,
you okay?
Yeah. My headphone cord just got caught on something. And I'm down here because it's... Hi, I'm back. I'm here now. Jeez, what a morning. Oh, my gosh. First of all, let me just very quickly... Morty, you've gotten a couple of people asking, like, we want to know how you like Pop-Tarts next week, Morty. Boy, Anthony said, I'm sorry. Gosh, these are all skipping around right now. Well, somebody said you're going to have a nice poop party. Wow. Jeez.
Well, you have the toilet paper, don't you?
That's what they said. You're on the keto diet. That toilet paper and the air fryer are both going to come in handy.
Oh, yeah.
And then Anthony said, hey, Mike and Carla, do us gay boys qualify for the girls' night out with Carla? Anthony, I wish.
Yeah.
I wish. I can, and Anthony, you know what I'm saying when I say I could so totally use a Nelly on my girls' night out.
What's really a Nelly?
A gay male.
Oh.
A gay male.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I love it. No, I want that.
Yeah.
I want that, but Anthony, I...
All right.
Anthony, we'll talk off the air.
We have a seat to fill for Janet's night out, or a girl's night out to see Janet Jackson. We'll do that here in about 6-7 minutes. It's Queen. People still texting and calling about Morty's purchase of all these Pop-Tarts.
Gosh.
Sherry, what's up?
Hey, didn't that gentleman say that he bought four boxes of 64 Pop-Tarts.
Well, he's not a gentleman. It's Morty.
64 packs of Pop-Tarts, yeah.
Four or two?
Four boxes.
Four.
So that's 256, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 256 Pop-Tarts.
So you got over 500 Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah, okay. You bought four.
I wasn't really trying to point out the math.
Oh, mistake, holy moly.
You're on a keto diet?
That's... So guess what everyone's getting for the holidays?
Or you can literally do what everybody else does on Facebook.
I guess
have,
we come
like,
to find out that
sale.
Morty's that guy, if it's available, whether you want it or not, he'll just buy it.
If it's a good deal.
Carla, I know you're not like that. I'm not like that.
No, I'm really not.
Guess who is?
Yeah, we don't need to be, Mom. We got Morty.
Sherry, have a good day.
Oh.
All right, you guys too.
All right, we're filling another chair for Carla's Girls Night Out to go see Janet Jackson during her residency. And being Thursday, it's going to be another segment of
Thespian Opera
Theater. Do that after Billy Idol, Rebel Yell.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to the good stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, we're filling another chair for the Girls Night Out. Janet Jackson, all a part of her extended residency happening over at Park Theater, Park MGM, during her Metamorphosis tour right here in Las Vegas. And, of course, being Thursday, it's another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
So let me tell you, baby, I'll tell your mama.
What?
It's awesome.
Okay.
My God, it's so full. I like it.
I do the next slide, right?
Yes.
I'll tell your friends. I'll tell anyone whose heart can comprehend.
Send it in a letter, baby. Tell you on the phone. Send it in a letter, baby. Tell you on the phone. I'm not the kind of girl to be alone.
There. Okay.
That's what happens when we do a line. What are you doing?
I didn't realize we were going to get the curtain pulled back on that one.
Wow. All right, all you have to do is identify that Janet Jackson song.
Oh, man.
That we are attempting to sing. From those lyrics, just do that, okay? If you can, after we get through news and weather, we'll look for caller number 9. Oh. Starting with girl, caller number 9.
There you go.
Know what?
Got
starting
it.
Starting with girl
really
number 9.
I don't
care who calls in. For a girl's night out with Carla Rae hosting, here it is one more time, the edited version.
So let me tell you, baby, I'll tell your mama. I'll tell your friends. I'll tell anyone whose heart can comprehend.
Send it in a letter, baby. Tell you on the fire.
One more time.
Oh, I see. Send it in a letter, baby. Tell you on the phone. I'm not the kind of girl who likes to be alone.
Okay.
Oh,
from those
you.
Lyrics,
the third time.
Identify the Janet Jackson song. We'll do that here in a minute. Giving you a chance to enjoy a girls' night out with Carla Rae and Janet Jackson with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
So let me tell you, baby, I'll tell your mama. I'll tell your friends. I'll tell anyone whose heart can comprehend.
Send it in a letter, baby. Tell you on the phone. I'm not the kind of girl who likes to be alone.
All right. From those lyrics, can you identify the Janet Jackson song we're singing? I'm hoping you can. That's the edited version, the mixed down in post.
Yes, exactly, in
all
post.
Right. We have Angela on the phone. Angela, can you identify the song by title?
Oh, Miss You Much.
That's it, right there. Yeah. Angela.
Are you a big Janet Jackson fan?
Huge.
Love it.
Huge.
Love it.
Well, you're going to join Carla. You and your bestie are going to join Carla for a girls' night out to go see Janet Jackson. And this is happening over at the Park Theater, Park MGM. Tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Now, there's other things attached to this that the group is going to be doing prior to the concert.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll get those details to you as the date gets closer. But otherwise, hang on the line. We'll take down your information. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning
thank
Show.
Thank you guys so much. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, Angela.
Oh, my God.
It's Mike and Carla's
this other news. Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A woman posted a picture of her engagement ring on a Facebook page. And apparently her boyfriend made the ring out of his own hair.
Oh, well, all right. Okay.
And a lot of people are not finding it very romantic, but more cheap and gross.
No, honey, it's my hair. Yeah.
It's my hair.
Yeah. Came off when I washed my legs. It's my hair. Yeah.
When I bent over to wash my legs this morning.
What do you mean you don't like it? You guys are always so, you're so original.
Well, we try.
You do try.
You know what? We try. A stripper in Florida was upset over the weekend about a guy filming her while she was hanging out on the porch in front of the strip club. I didn't know the strip clubs had porches.
No, I know. No.
But yeah. I guess this one in Florida does. It's very nice.
Stupid at the strip club.
Well, she wasn't real happy with the guy filming her, so she threw a coconut at the guy.
Because that's available everywhere in Florida.
Oh, there are coconuts everywhere, that's for sure. Wow, man.
Well, the good news is she missed.
Good, okay,
she missed, but she was still arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly coconut.
That's just crazy. A stripper that can throw a coconut. That's
picture her on the porch. Hey, quit filming.
You know, you're the C or D team during the day.
Yes, exactly. Not going to put your phone. Put your phone down.
Bending over to pick up a coconut.
Oh, well. In China, a woman was arrested for causing a scene at a car dealership. So she discovered her husband, who was a car dealer. He's a salesperson. Discovered he was having an affair with another salesperson.
Oh.
So she showed up, as you would do, with a giant banner that read, "Thank you for providing my husband with physical services, for not only servicing his car, but for servicing him as well."
Wow, nice.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow. And out of where?
Florida.
Though this is a funny story. Guy called the police. Somebody had stolen his car from his driveway and just couldn't find it at all. And the police said, yeah, because you left it in the parking lot down the way. He forgot that he drove to the store and walked home.
Oh.
He forgot. Car was fine. Everything was good. I mentioned this because recently, maybe I'm getting a little old, I was at the airport. I had flown home and I'm walking around, you know, with my panic thing. Just, God, where is my car? Well, I had Ubered to the airport. So obviously, I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot. Yeah. I swear.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. Totally
you never
serious.
Told me that.
Well, why would I, Mike? Why would I? Jeez. Yeah. Seriously, like 45 minutes.
Wow.
I'm getting upset. It's like, God, what is going on? Where is my car? Maybe somebody stole it. And it hit me. It's like, oh, man. Wait,
you are getting older.
Thank God. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
So here's how it goes. On the day of her college graduation in 1949, Elizabeth Barker Johnson, she had to miss the ceremony. She graduated, but she couldn't go through.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
She couldn't go through.
She graduated, but didn't walk.
Right, but she couldn't walk because she had to go to work. This was in 1949. And so she eventually received her diploma. She got it in the mail. But she said, I just never got to go to a proper graduation. Well, 70 years later, she got the chance this past Friday at 99 years old.
Wow.
She joined more than 1,100 graduates at Winston-Salem State University, where she graduated from, walked across the commencement stage in cap and gown the whole bit, received her, they actually gave her her degree at the ceremony.
Wow.
99 years old, by the way. She is a World War II veteran. She drove trucks and worked in a military post office in Europe during World War II.
Uh-huh.
One of the first people on campus to enroll through the GI Bill, by the way, which I know. I know it.
This story is so amazing on so many different levels.
I know it. And she went on to be a teacher, and that's what she did for decades.
The fact that she walked.
I know.
At how old? 90?
99 years old. And I mean, she did. She walked. She walked down that aisle to get her a diploma, which you know she what? Wasn't able to walk.
Another
yeah.
round. Another yeah. round of I applause.
Know. Wow, wow, wow.
That is an amazing story. If you have one, doesn't have to be like that, but you have a good story,
yeah.
email it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, 9:41, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon with Wendy Rush. She'll have those family four-packs to Super Summer Theater, plus a chance to win tickets to go see New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
She'll keep the company throughout the workday as we get ready to wrap things up. But found out that Carla does wash her legs every morning.
Yes, I do.
We did a whole segment about that and found out that there are some people that don't wash their legs when they take a shower.
Right. The soap trickles down.
Morty has a surplus of Pop-Tarts that I'm sure. Pop-Tarts, yes, toilet paper.
And, Gatorade.
And an air fryer.
And an air fryer.
Daddy. Didn't even talk about the Gatorade. And we were talking about those prom disasters. Oh, Jody yeah. texted me earlier this morning and said her prom disaster is when she found out that her parents were the chaperones. So what? That meant you couldn't make out or something? Or
I don't want to go to the prom now.
And the girl, the young lady that I talked about.
Yeah.
Morty actually tracked her down.
Oh, I love it.
She got a phone. He got a phone number, so we will call her tomorrow. And
tune in for that. I want to know what this is all about.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
I don't know what you guys did or didn't do or what happened.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Love all right. it.
Otherwise, do have a great day. Be kind. Be careful to each other and everything else. All right. Talking tomorrow, 5 a.m.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.